We Americans have been told that Lady Liberty standing in New York Harbor is just a welcoming symbol of the open arms of our goodness, our generosity as Americans, welcoming the poor, the downtrodden of the world. But there's more to it than that. Welcome to Skywatch TV, a special web-exclusive broadcast with the producers of the new documentary film, Belly of the Beast. And we'll tell you about how this film could earn you $10,000 before the end of this this program. Joining me, Fall Brothers Productions, the aforementioned Brothers Fall, Wes and Justin. Guys, welcome.
Derek.
The goddess, we hear a lot about the goddess, but it's a term that's almost like, it's sort of a catch-all, like New Age or Illuminati. You know, what does it actually mean when you drill down? What is the goddess, and what does this Lady Liberty in the harbor in New York represent?
Well, the goddess is a universal archetype, I like to say.
Okay.
Kind of like
so
God,
one
right?
Symbol that represents a number of different manifestations of female deity.
Exactly.
Okay.
Through history, and I know you've done a lot of research in this as well, dealing with the witchcraft goddess, which you made some statements to me in the process of this film, and then we didn't go in that direction because of time's sake. Let me say something real quick. This film, Belly of the Beast, people are probably wondering, you know, What's the synopsis? Well, it's so great a synopsis that it's not one thing. It's a full circle of why we are living in the belly of the beast in America.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who live outside of the States, they're going to want to see this too, because this is a film that literally paints a full circle image of how this global system is working with its spearhead, if you will, taking place right here in America. America is a launch pad. But the belly of the beast, literally, it's a full circle connecting dots of things that people just have never connected before. Look, Chris Pinto did an amazing job on his, he did a series of films on the...
Yeah, Riddles and Stone.
Riddles and Stone. You have this America's Secret History.
Mm-hmm.
And he did an amazing job, a long, drawn out job that had to be done. So much so that some people had to watch, we had to watch it over the course of we watched it all. By the time we heard of it, it had all been released.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're doing is bringing things current and modern, and we're painting in this biblical prophecy idea going into directions that were not revealed at that time. But we're also, we're painting a full picture for people to see how it's all connected. And it's a globalist, satanic, Luciferian agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that agenda is this idea of bringing in the gods and goddess of old. And I say the goddess is this universal figure. But this goddess idea, we talked about the Earth Day thing. That was a way of bringing in this idea of the Great Mother,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of New Agers will call Gaia, for instance. Gaia is part of that system, bringing in this Mother Earth. And I always kind of chuckle with sickness almost when somebody talks about Mother Earth. Even Christians, Mother Earth. And they think that it's just kind of personifying something. A lot of people will say, well, it's just a personification, no big deal. But it's so much deeper than that at its root. It is the idea of this infernal ancient goddess. So Gaia is definitely part of that. Wes broke down this idea. When we were at Burning Man, we came into contact with a guy in the temple area who was dressed up like Mary. Now, not the Mary of the Bible, of course, but the Catholic imagery of Diana,
mm-hmm.
or Isis,
right.
that they call Mary, which there's really, you don't have to look very far. You go to Vatican and you can see statues of Isis,
mm-hmm.
With child, and it says Isis with child, yet it's their depiction of Mary and Jesus in another building. Things that we could not include in the film for time's sake, we found a lot of fascinating connections in our research. But this idea of this goddess, you see it in the Vatican because they own a lot of these ancient, amazing pieces of what they call artwork, which we would call idols, these artifacts showing the goddess with child. Kind of an interesting connection there. But you've got this universal feminine, this divine feminine, which is what this man told us. I asked him, I said, you know, what are you doing here? And I'm not going to tell his whole story, but hopefully we'll be able to release that in the future. We got an interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I love this idea of this divine feminine, and Mary is that divine feminine, but the Catholics call her Mary. Well, that's exactly the point that we see with this goddess idea, this Gaia, this Athena. You've got Minerva. You've got all these different goddesses from different parts of the world. And they're all embodied in Washington, D.C. And even depending on where you go in D.C., you're going to see statues actually called these particular names. You know, over here, they're calling her Minerva. Over here, they're calling her Athena. Over here, they're calling her Lady Liberty.
Well, Columbia, the district of Columbia. What is the representation of Columbia there as far as this a manifestation of this goddess?
She was modeled after Athena or, or Minerva. There's a relationship between goddess worship and the Whore of Babylon. There's a relationship between the Whore of Babylon and the Antichrist. They're going to be, you know, partners there basically at the end times. We basically, in the film, we go into how does that affect us in America and what does America have to do with that? A lot of people look to Rome as far as being the city on seven hills. And we point out that there's actually another Rome, which is, I don't want to give away too much on that either. But yeah, America is has been set apart for since its creation and even before so. It's been prophesied to be the home or the birthing place for this final system to take place.
So the idea of the Whore of Babylon, we do a pretty extensive breakdown on this in the film. The Bible in Revelation, we're told that this Whore of Babylon is a city. And the city of D.C. represents the United States of America. That is the embodiment of the United States. That mm-hmm. that is the heart of the USA. And so it's interesting because this whore is mentioned, this harlot, depending on translations, and she represents a city. Like she's actually, it's speaking of a city, which we believe is, we're going to explain all that in the film, by the way, with scripture. But the cultures around the world worship this archetype. They worship this divine feminine. And the idea of Columbia, she was created. This American goddess was created in the early parts of the constitutional United States of America.
Mm-hmm. And the name even extends back to the late 17th century, as as it was applied to the United States. So this female entity representing the new colonies here in the United States, long before the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution were drafted.
Mm. Absolutely. And so through Earth Day, the children are introduced to this idea of a Mother Earth, an all-giving, all-encompassing female deity. You've got different religions that are pushing this idea as well. And I'll say this, the idea of Mary, and, you know, we never want to demonize who Mary actually was in Scripture because she was blessed.
Right.
But what she has been turned into, they have taken biblical names and attributed them to pagan deities, both male and female. And unfortunately, Mary got given to Isis. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you see this in the Vatican museums. You see this in their statues. They don't hide this at all. If you take a tour of Italy, you're going to see this for yourself.
We went through the Vatican Museum on our tour this past May and saw a lot of the statuary there. It's like, why would you bring this into a museum owned by the world's largest Christian denomination, or nominally Christian anyway?
Right. But also, we have there's a park in America, one of the presidential parks, where they have erected a statue of Isis, and she's veiled, by the way. And interestingly, on this statue, we actually show this in the film. We don't break it down, but we show it. There are elements of the 33rd degree Scottish Rite Freemasonry, which go further than them, go all the way back to Isis sex magic in Egyptian history. And some of the same symbolism that you see in the Herodome, the Great Temple, the Masonic Temple, you see on the statue of Isis, and you see in Egyptian lore. It's nothing new. It's a very, very common symbols in this type of magic. But this idea of goddess worship, so you've got it being brought to the children, is a different form, and they're softening the blow. They're kind of weaving it into the culture. But we also have had it woven into our culture. Everyone alive watching this video right now, they've been born into this time where we've been just openly accepting this idea of Lady Liberty as, well, she just represents America. It's the Statue of Liberty. She's the Lady of Liberty. But as we've talked about before and we break down in the film, historically, in her infancy, in some of the early, what I could just call like a lithographic art, early postcards, things that are dating back to the late 1700s, 1800s, all the way up to the early 1900s, really, we see her referred to as the goddess of America, the goddess of liberty. Hmm. And one of the postcards that surfaced, and it's available to view at the Library of Congress, which we show in the film, the goddess of liberty enlightening the world. from the New York Harbor.
Hmm.
From the New York Harbor, the Goddess of Liberty is enlightening the world. Now, this is really interesting because there's connections with the Statue of Liberty and what people call the Babylonian goddess. There's a lot of debate as to who this Statue of Liberty actually is. We do mm-hmm. know for a fact that it was designed by a Freemason.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it was a gift. We know that it was not built here in America, per se. It was not designed and built here. But we do know for a fact that there's so many attributes of the Statue of Liberty, the Goddess of Liberty, that line up with Columbia, which sits atop buildings. Well, it's interesting because a lot of these Capitol buildings, the goddess looks slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all the general idea of this is the Goddess of Liberty. Mm-hmm. She represents liberty and freedom. And George Bush even talks about how we are going to literally take freedom. It's amazing how it's a replacement religion, right? We're mm-hmm. taking freedom to the entire world.
Mm-hmm. Instead of making disciples of all nations.
Think of all sacrifices that have been made for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Democracy. Yeah. It all Deeper goes back to democracy. Meaning. And I want to make a quick point here, not to go on a tangent. You know, what does it say in the Pledge of Allegiance? And to the republic for which it stands,
mm-hmm.
one nation, under God.
Okay. Which was added.
Yeah,
in the 50s, right.
Yeah. But the idea is that we're told that this is a democracy. It's all, you know, democracy, democracy, democracy. But in reality, this was created as a republic. And we do a breakdown of the deep state and the history of that and how it goes all the way back to the founding fathers, which most people are not aware of. But we're supposed to be a republic. We're told, you know, even in the Pledge of Allegiance that this is a republic. But in reality, it is a democracy. It's been a facade the whole time to deceive people. And democracy was the religious political goal of the ancient philosophers that practiced occultism. The esoteric philosophers, they prophesied that this great idea of democracy was going to be this beacon of light. And it was through democracy that the old religions were going to come through. This freedom that allowed all the religions to come through, these ancient occult magic practices, that was going to be made available through democracy. And democracy is what Lady Liberty is taking to the world, per se.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting that we make it out to be this great, awesome thing, but we don't understand the history of it. And when you understand the history of democracy and what it actually entails, it is not exactly representation of what we've been taught it is in public schools. But it goes back to bringing this goddess worship into the light.
The Roman gods or Romans worshipped a goddess called Libertas, who mm-hmm. was the personification of this concept of liberty. So this goes back to the Second Temple period in Jewish history. So we're talking 3rd century BC, worshipped by the family of Brutus, the one who killed Caesar, oddly enough. But interesting that you've got that combined with this idea of Columbia, which is based on the name of Christopher Columbus with the suffix "ia" added to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a common thing, that Britannia as a representation of Great Britain or Gallia as a representation of France. Why always this choice to represent a nation as a female deity, at least among the Western world? It is a something we as Christians in America, and you know, a majority of us at least profess to be Christians, just sort of take for granted. Like here in Missouri, there's a winged goddess on top of the I don't know if she's winged or not, but there's a goddess on top of the Missouri Capitol representing Ceres, the goddess of grain. But it would shock us, I think, if we actually stepped back and took a look with fresh eyes at how many of our public buildings are not only adorned with sculptures representing pagan deities, but how many of the buildings themselves are essentially modeled after pagan temples.
Right, right.
We're numb to it. I don't even know how to really tie all this together, but with the whole spirit of Babylon, and Paul says that if you're sacrificing to these idols, you're sacrificing to demons. So there's a spirit that's behind all of this. Coincidentally, I guess you could say, and Tom breaks down, and others do too, the Babylon working ritual. And I'm not even going to attempt to go through everything that means. But when Parsons writes in his own biography that a spirit actually crossed over and they succeeded, and this is a scientist, so he's going to go through, just like with the scientific method, he's going to come up with an idea and a theory, and he's going to test it, and he's going to test it, and he's going to fail, and he's going to test it and test it, fail until it actually works, and then you have it, you know, becomes law. But they succeeded with a spirit that came through, which he called the Whore of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
So if that took place in the late 40s and a spirit did come through, if it did in fact inhabit a being, which a lot of Philemons do believe, that's one thing. But what we do know is that they did, it's documented that they succeeded bringing something over that would be used, that Whore of Babylon, to be able to usher in the age of Antichrist. Mm. So there's some kind of a connection between this goddess worship with the Lady Liberty and the Whore of Babylon.
So on American soil.
On American soil.
On American soil, you had this ritual taking place over, it was not like a single ritual. It didn't take the first time. So they performed this ritual a number of times.
Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Parsons, L. Ron Hubbard, which by the way was Crowleyan magic. This was not something that they just made
Jack
up.
Jack Parsons was a member of the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis, the organization founded by Aleister Crowley. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, and what's interesting about this is that being able to break this down in a film right now, we had already started production on this film when we heard about this TV show that was coming out on CBS All Access, which, by the way, it's like an 18 and up program. It's not a, it would be rated R if it was in the theater, clearly. There's nudity, there's reenactments of sex magic rituals, but it's called Strange Angel, which is kind of bringing to light Jack Parsons. And people don't realize that this guy, Jack Parsons, he was a genius, by the way, who was getting a lot of his information from other realms. Can't say how much of the show is actually historically true, how much that they had creative freedom with, which we know they do that with shows. They'll sometimes kind of puff up a certain piece of drama that might not have actually happened. But they show that he was part of this secret society that was practicing Aleister Crowley magic. And the name Crowley, I mean, all these things are being brought to light in mainstream drama, primetime dramas on television. And so the timing of this could not be more appropriate, because people are now, who've never heard of Parsons, they're now hearing about Parsons, they're now hearing about Babylon working, they're now hearing about Crowley. This idea of opening a portal and bringing over knowledge. And this, by the way, is where we get our rocket industry in America.
Right. Jack Parsons was the founder of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, or the Jack Parsons Laboratory, JPL, which has been a key part of NASA in the United States for many years. And interestingly, and this is just sort of one of those things that make you go, on July 4th, which of course is the anniversary of the day the United States declared independence, July 4th of 2005, JPL, Jack Parsons Laboratory, slammed a probe into the comet, a comet called Temple.
Wow.
Slammed a probe into the comet Temple on July 4th of 2005. Yeah. Nothing to see here. Move along, folks.
No big deal. Yeah. But you know what's interesting? This is a guy who, without Jack Parsons, like, we would not have our space program as we know it. There's a lot of military applications that would have never come to fruition. Things that make America great in terms of defense and science, we would not have.
Right.
And Parsons gives direct credit to where these things came from. And it's interesting that it kind of goes back to what Werner von Braun said. And I know people say Werner, but I took German and the W is a V.
Werner, yeah.
Werner von Braun. And the idea of both men talking about getting information and technology and science, getting guided and pointed and even pushed into certain directions from other sources. That were not human, they were not earthly.
Yeah.
But the thing about Parsons is that he is a very well-respected, in American history, he's a very well-respected, brilliant, arguably the most brilliant rocket scientist in the history of the world even. He says that they had a physical manifestation of the Whore of Babylon. She finally came through the portal. And we break this down in the film. We go into specific details. We go into the details of the woman becoming pregnant, giving birth the following year, and some very interesting things about this Whore of Babylon manifesting. Yeah. And again, why is this timely? Well, this is dealing with the goddess, the idea of a goddess entity. We're dealing with, this film covers all types of crazy entities tying into this globalization, these rituals of the elite, all the way from the ancient world through the founding of America, through secret societies all the way until current. And we put the cherry on top by connecting it all into Bible prophecy of how this could all play out right here on our soil.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy unless you believe that the Apostle Paul knew what he was writing about when he wrote to the church at Ephesus that we're not wrestling against human opponents, but against principalities and powers and cosmic rulers of this present darkness. If Paul knew his theology, and he did, then maybe we need to take this seriously. The film is called Belly of the Beast. It's available now from Skywatch TV. You'll find the special offer, the Belly of the Beast Grand Giveaway. Over $350 worth of products, I think,
for a
donation of $35. SkywatchTVStore.com, 844-750-4985. And, of course, the Belly of the Beast Grand National Challenge, through which you could win $10,000 by cracking the code. The first three clues already posted at SkywatchTV.com. You'll find the rules of this $10,000 giveaway and a number of runners-up that will receive big shopping sprees from the Skywatch TV store. The rules for the contest posted online, SkywatchTV.com/contest. Get the details there. Get the film. The other products, including some really, really good research material, the Occult Theocracy books, Volumes 1 and 2 by Lady Queenborough, some excellent information there on everything from Freemasonry to
Mormonism,
Islam. It's some excellent research material for your reference library. Again, information online, skywatchtv.com. The filmmakers, Justin Fall and Wes Fall. Fellas, fascinating stuff.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing this
all
the way through. This is going to occupy me through the holiday season, taking notes and getting up to speed. We thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is Skywatch TV.
We've been told that America is a Christian country from its origin, one nation under God. We've been taught that our government is for the people, by the people. But what if it's all been just a grand deception? What if the God, worshipped in secret by government leaders in our nation's capital, is in fact our enemy? And many of our leaders have been venerating him secretly through arcane rituals, setting the scene for the incarnation of this ancient entity.
They used the powerful energy of ninth degree sex magic through which the goddess Babylon herself might appear in human form.
What if everything we thought we knew about this great nation was designed to bring about the greatest conspiracy of all time? A conspiracy for the souls of humanity. What if I told you that America was founded by the darkest elite secret societies, and that there are still powerful remnants controlling hands in high positions, carrying this torch? Dr. Thomas Horn, William Ramsey, Russ Dizdar.
It's like God ripped open Hell's Kitchen and said, hey, here's some of the sequence of satanic evolution.
Colonel Robert McGinnis, Wes Fall, Carl Teichrib, Justin Fall.
It is the ritual that would ignite the resurrection of the Antichrist.
Belly of the Beast.
The holidays are rapidly approaching, and now's your chance to save big on the largest TV giveaway of the year. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Belly of the Beast Grand Giveaway. In the brand new documentary, Belly of the Beast, you'll discover for the first time why a Bible is bound in a magic square inside the testes of the Washington Monument, where and why a buried ancient magical obelisk awaits underground nearby, where the entrance to a secret crypt exists connected to American Lucifer worship from within the deep state, and for the first time ever, the U.S. government-owned location where the Antichrist will be resurrected on American soil. When you order Belly of the Beast from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive Lady Queensborough's celebrated original 1933 Occult Theocracy two-volume collection beautifully republished by Defender Publishing. These books are classic exposés on the secret societies, from witches to Knights Templar, Freemasons to Rosicrucians, Druids to the Illuminati, Masonic and pagan symbols, Christian Science, the Order of the Jesuits, and so much more. Dr. Thomas Horn says no serious researcher's library is complete without this massive two-volume collection. These two books alone hold a retail value of $80. Yours now, free when you purchase the Belly of the Beast Grand Giveaway. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive a gargantuan supply of brand new, super quality, overstock gift books, DVDs, audio sets, survival and organic living books, and more to add to your library or to give away as gifts this holiday season. Sold separately, this grand giveaway holds a retail value of over $350. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. This avalanche of holiday gifts is perfect for the serious researcher in your life, but is only available while supplies last. So take advantage of this, the largest Skywatch TV giveaway of 2018, while you can when you order the Belly of the Beast Grand Giveaway, now at the Skywatch TV store. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.